Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Raven Real Spill Radio. This is your girl, Raven the Serial. Come to bring y'all another night of 25 days of Christmas. I hope everybody is going accordingly. I hope that everybody that is out and about or who has traveled today has made it home safely to their destination. If you are doing any traveling, please be safe, because people are losing their minds out here in these streets. So, with no further ado, we're going to get into this music before we do. Feel free to call in. The number is 914-205-5813. That number is 914-205-5813. Let's get into this music, shall we?
Everything that you'll ever need. I wish I'd spend your Christmas with you. Like a fountain, knocking them my breath up, small and humble. So you don't confuse them with and play that game, but you and me every time. Every walk before you was a waste of time. Yeah, you got me. Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. It's you and my reflection, I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me.
Calling, 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 calling standing alone under the Rockefeller tree. You're shining brighter than the light, and it's almost Christmas Eve. Do I reach out again, or just leave you all alone? Do I ask if you are okay, or lose my chance at love? I will give you my heart, everything that you'll ever need. Thank you.
Let's go. I should've pits are empty, that's where we run. Every day people do, every day things, but I can't be one of them. I know you hear me now, we are a different kind. We can do anything, we could be heroes. We could be heroes. We could be heroes. Me and you. We could be
memories are packed away in hard-to-reach places. But when you find something long forgotten, you rediscover what you knew all along.
Mm-hmm.
the story of a town that had forgotten, and the one magical winter that made everyone remember. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. It is said that Frosty the Snowman always goes where he is needed most. And right now, no one needs Frosty more than a boy named Tommy Tinkerton in a town called Evergreen.
Okay, boys, rise and shine. Daylight's burning. The early bird catches the worm.
The worm? Oh, boy! Dad, I had the strangest dream last night.
Not now, sport, okay? Put some hop in your hustle. Put some grease in your muscle. You are going to be late. Who's going out for morning inspection?
You are!
And who's going to be downstairs in exactly 3.5 minutes? Prompt, present, and prepared, huh?
Me are! I mean, oh, we are.
Check-a-rooney. Time waits for no man. Tick-tock, Tinkertons. Tick-tock. Way to shine, big guy. Thanks for playing by the rules. Now that's clean street. Morning milk delivered? Check. Paper boy en route? Check.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Flowers and perennials in a constant state of bloom despite frigid weather conditions. Come on, buddy. Be a team player. Atta boy! Looking good. At ease, Tinkertons. Breakfast eaten?
Check.
Dog walk?
Sir, yes, sir.
Homework complete?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Mr. Tinkerton had his family and every other family in Evergreen playing by his rules.
Chin up and shoulders back. Eyes straight. Steady gait. That is one straight line.
Eyes forward!
Get the lead out!
And for the most part, the children of Evergreen never did step out of that line. Unless, of course, by accident.
And we're walking! Keep it moving, people!
But if there's one thing that life has taught me, it's that there are no accidents.
Tommy, get over. over here.
Keep it moving, people. Let's keep it going.
Hey, Walter. After school? Let me guess. You're going to go talk to Sarah Simple? You say that every day, Tommy.
This time, I mean it. There's something different about today.
Move it! Move it! Move it!
That hat, Principal Pankley, I think it's following me.
Do I look like a baby?
No, sir, Principal Pankley, sir.
Does it look like bedtime?
No.
Then why are you telling me stories? Get inside!
Good morning, children. Our hands are clean and neatly folded because...
Because we always follow the rules. Eyes forward, pupils.
Now, during today's lesson, let's work on concentrating on our perfect, perfect, perfect lettering.
Listen up, Shortstack.
If you think you're entitled to special privileges just because your dad is the mayor, then you are sadly mistaken.
When I say eyes forward, I mean eyes forward.
Switched pencils on us, did you notice? They used to use the number 2, and now they're using the number 4. But me, I've always been a fan of number 2.
Yeah. My mother's expecting me.
Okay, well, bye.
Switched pencils on us. What an idiot. But I don't want to stay cooped up in my room all day, Mother. I want to go outside and play.
Playing is overrated. When I was a girl, do you know what my favorite after-school activity was? Having Mother brush my hair. And with long sweeping strokes do we brush.
Brush!
You see, Sarah, every girl is a princess. And her hair is her crown.
But I don't want to be a princess. I want to be an urban planner.
I swear you get this from your father's side.
Are presented at the same time.
Set salad aside. 3 o'clock. Using soup spoon, largest on the table. Move soup in counterclockwise motions to cool. Never blow, never slurp, never set soiled spoon on tablecloth. Wait until others have finished before moving on to the salad course.
Ooh, look out!
Queen of England!
Climb one!
What to know if you're available for tea?
Loser!
What is that? A backward L?
You are!
Hey, hey, hey! Sportsmanship, boys! Tommy can still redeem himself in the bonus round!
Which foods are appropriate to eat with one's fingers?
Artichokes, asparagus, hors d'oeuvres, fruit decay, grapes, cocktail wieners, olives, pickles, nuts, deviled eggs, chips!
Yes!
We have a winner! Numero uno! Victory lap around the hood? What do you say? Just you, me, and the clipboard.
Ha-ha! Yeah!
Would you look at how he has that little clipboard all dressed up for the snow? If that's not the cutest thing. Oh, Tommy, don't let it get you down. You're capable of great things, too. You'll see.
Oh.
can't. I already let my dad down once today. I just can't.
And so Frosty's path to Tommy Tinkerton would not be straight and narrow. The path would twist and turn, leading Frosty to the home of Walter Wader, Tommy's friend and next-door neighbor.
Who's there? Aha! No answer. And so what do you do now, Walter?
Open the door and hit him with the vegetables?
These are not vegetables, Walter. This is corn. Corn is a starch.
Open the door and hit him with the starch?
Absolutely not.
So I don't open the door at all?
You do not.
And so what do I do with the starch?
You put it away. In the pantry.
I put it away in the pantry.
You can rinse those dinner dishes while you're in there, Walter.
Rinse the dinner dishes.
And don't make the water too hot, or you'll burn yourself, Walter.
Burn myself, Walter.
And don't let the water run full blast, or you'll wet yourself, Walter.
Oh, water, so good, so good, so messy. Oh, no, I wasn't supposed to. The water, oh.
Walter was a nervous boy. So who would have guessed that Walter Wader, Walter the Worrier, would be the first one to heed Frosty's call?
Any strings.
Walter! Where are you going?
I have no idea! I'm flying through the night sky without a coat.
Incredible! Hat? Where are you, Hat? I know.
Happy birthday!
But it's not my birthday.
Well, then I guess we're not twins, are we?
Twins? We're not twins. I'm a person, and you're a snowman.
A snowman? I am? You're right, I am! Hey, anyone ever teach you the right way to make a snowball?
An actual snowball? Like on TV?
The key is to find some good wet snow. Keep it on, don't be stingy, and pack it tight.
You're not gonna throw that at me, are you?
Oh, I don't know.
But I'm not even wearing my helmet. And my mother says I can't afford another head injury. Hey! That didn't even hurt.
Ready? Set? Go!
Wow!
Go!
So fair! You cheated!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ice cream soda.
Ice cream soda who?
My ice cream soda whole neighborhood can't hear me!
Well, I guess I better head in inside now. No, it's just that I'm a little scared.
Scared? Scared of what?
My mother.
Why? Is she covered in hair? Does she have long fangs or terrible claws?
No, she's just a lady.
Oh, well, just a lady doesn't sound so scary.
Hello, Mother.
Walter, what is the meaning of this? I thought you were in your bed, fast asleep. What in the world were you doing out there?
I guess I was having fun.
Oh.
Never falter, Walter. One down. The rest of Evergreen to go.
I heard he was out after dark.
And he didn't tell his mother.
And he wasn't even sorry.
And he made a lot of noise. I think he broke all the rules.
Walter, what were you doing out there last night?
It was amazing. I'll tell you at lunch.
With all due respect, sir, you must come down on this boy swiftly and without mercy. Otherwise, we'll be looking at a mutiny situation.
Ooh, mutiny's not good.
No, sir, it isn't.
We're in a bit of a pickle, Pank. Sure, the kid's a good egg, but one sour grape can spoil the whole enchilada. Well, am I wrong? Walter, waiter, please rise. Jesus, rise, I can't watch. Pointy, isn't it? I'm sorry to have to do this to you, son. Next time this boy thinks of breaking curfew, I dare say he'll think twice.
Thrice!
Or thrice, maybe. There are no winners here today.
Oh, let's direct our attention back to the board, please.
You've got to tell me what's going on. I saw that hat yesterday, and...
Hey, waiter! You don't shape up. I'm going to squash you like a bug.
But that's not a bug, Charlie. That's corn. Corn's a starch.
This time it was the starch, but next time it's going to be your face. So I suggest you watch your back, Walter. You watch your back and your front and your middle area, too.
It was the first time in Evergreen history that the detention room had been used. They had to find a special key just to open it.
No!
I'm sorry, son, but this is for your own good.
Get ready to taste the cap!
Dad?
Taste it!
I only...
Food fighting is a no-no, Charles. You know better. Rules are rules. And I'll need the pin back.
Not the pin.
Yes, the pin. Oh, definitely the pin.
That hurt me more than it hurt you, son. Because I poked myself. Right there, see?
Whoa, Charlie.
Walter, I'm giving you one last chance to make nice and tell old Mr. Tink where you were last night.
Oh, play ball, waiter, and walk out of here now with what's left of your dignity.
Well, if you really must know, I was playing with a magical snowman.
Magical snowman?
Yeah, you heard me.
Wait a minute. Is it my imagination, or...
It is most definitely your imagination, sir. Magical snowmen do not exist.
No, of course they don't. We'll fetch you boys before the building closes.
Did you see the looks on their faces? That'll put an end to the nonsense.
I guarantee it.
So what do you want to do now? Midday inspection? Look for parking violations? Spit shine the clipboard? I'm up for anything!
Would if I could, Hanky Panky, but I can't, so I won't.
Tomorrow's another day, sir.
Tomorrow is indeed another day.
Dunce caps? Detention? You would have thought on a day like that, students would rush home just to stay out of harm's way. But no one did. Instead, they lingered, breathing in the unmistakable scent of mischief that hung in the air.
Coward! I thought not.
Coward? The worst part is, even though Sarah had no idea who she was talking to that day, Tommy couldn't help but feel that she had called it just right.
Magical snowman. Yeah, right.
No such thing.
Is two.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not. You think anyone's gonna believe your stupid story about a stupid snowman?
I think they already believe it. You ever seen your dad that tongue-tied before?
Excuse me, did you see a...
doesn't exist.
Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Just like magical snowmen, right?
You're going for, but his lower body lacks structure.
Guess it takes one to know one.
You better believe it. Watch me work.
Wow.
I call it me.
I see the resemblance.
Well, gotta go. Walter, call me.
Didn't even know he had a phone.
Secret and never-ending adventures of Frosty the Snowman. Once upon a time, there was a boy who didn't believe in magic. Ironically, his father was a magician. The boy believed that real magic, the stuff you can't explain, did not exist. And then one day, when the boy was running an errand for his father, something amazing happened.
Happy birthday!
There must have been some magic in Father's hat after all. Utter nonsense, Father. The boy should know better. Magic? Talking snowmen? It's as foolish can be. The boy spent the rest of the winter looking for his father's hat, looking for proof that Frosty the Snowman really did exist. But he never found any. That's it?
Pearl, has the new clipboard quarterly arrived? Sure could use the pick-me-up.
Here you go, Mr. Tinkerton. Oh, say, did you see Tommy? Came in just a few moments ago. At least I think that was him.
I call it Sarah Says, in the key of G.
Really, Sarah? Well, I can't even hear myself think with that racket. You should be practicing your scale.
But scales are so repetitive.
And that's the point, Sarah. That's precisely the point. Scales are the foundation of an accomplished pianist. And an air of accomplishment is what makes a girl captivating to a suitor. How do you think I charmed your father?
I charmed him right to sleep.
Well, don't blame me. He was like that when I found him. Mother knows best, Sarah. You will sit at this piano until your scales are perfect, and someday you will thank me for this.
Tommy! Tomcat? No shame in going to the library, son. You don't have to hide your learning from me.
You okay, Dad?
Just a little antsy, I suppose. Some of the kids have been giving your old man an awful case of the good griefs. Your brother's one of them. Food fighting, breaking curfew, and now some nonsense about a magical snowman. Jeez Louise, where did I go wrong? Seems like every kid in town is breaking the rules. But not you, Tomo. I want you to have this pin. You're number one now.
Me?
Who else? I want you to be my eyes, my ears, my nose, and my feet. I'm counting on you to tell me if there is any funny business whatsoever. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have you always right there beside me, helping me keep things straight.
okay, Dad.
Oh, I was talking to the clipboard, son.
Oh.
My rules may seem silly, but they're made to protect you.
Protect me from what?
Disappointment, delusion, some other things that start with duh. Things that start with duh that you couldn't possibly understand. So, just trust me, Tom, and be a good, good rule follower, huh? Will you do that for me?
You got it, Dad.
Attaboy. Let's have a hug. Oh, what the heck? The both of you.
I talk all the time, actually, but no one ever seems to hear me.
Maybe you're talking too loudly.
Is that right?
In fact, the quieter I talk, the more attention you have to pay just to hear what I'm saying.
Wow, you're right.
So, Sarah, what is it that you have to say?
Dear Miss Barker.
I am not my mother.
What's that? Oh, I must be tired. Dear Miss Barker, I cannot thank you enough for
I would like to tea time.
What?
I want to play my own music.
What is the meaning of this?
I don't like having long hair.
Sarah? Is that you?
And I'd like to learn to ice skate, if you please.
Ice skate? Ice skate? I love to ice skate!
Wow!
Let's go!
Something amazing at the library today.
Was it my number one pin? Dad's not right about everything, you know. He's not right about magic or talking snowmen. And he's definitely not right about you being number one.
The secret society of Frosty the Snowman had started to form, but its most important member was still missing.
Get to see him again?
I don't know. Maybe each kid only gets one chance. What do you think, Walter? Oh.
So, Dad's car got vandalized. Did you hear?
Principal Pankley is still looking for the one who did it. This is a private conversation.
Sorry, Tommy. Things are different now.
Yeah, now that you're number one.
Sure. I get it. No problem. His magic powers come from his top hat. It used to belong to a magician, just so you know.
Boys, is that you?
Just me, Mom.
I'm in the family room. Nothing missing but the family.
What you doing?
Scrapbooking.
Huh? Mom? Who's this?
Why, that's your father when he was your age, playing with your grandfather's hat. He was a magician, you know. Tommy?
Tommy?
Doing my homework!
I can't believe it. The boy in the comic... Dad!
Way to shine, big guy! Feel that golden glow? Gosh, that's warm stuff! What, the mouse? 601! Come on, big guy, be a team player! There's a schedule to keep!
You will rue the day!
Sweet corn with drawn butter. I don't know where that came from. Now, where were we? Morning paper in the postbox? Check-a-rooney. Snow drifts safely below regulation height? Check. I don't understand.
Sir, the calls won't stop coming in. Children aren't listening to the rules. They aren't listening to their parents. In a nutshell, it's mayhem.
But if the kids aren't listening to us and they're not listening to their parents, who are they listening to?
Here, Frosty. Over here. It's your old pal, Walter. Choose me. Choose me. Walter, I need to talk to you. Go away.
No, not you.
Come back.
What do you want?
I
want
to show you something. It's about Frosty and my dad. It's about the whole town.
Ow!
Hey, watch it.
You watch it. But you two can it.
Whoa, you're Frosty the Snowman.
I know. And you're Sonny, Sully, and Simon Sklaroo.
Hey, you can tell us apart.
What are you boys doing out here?
We're taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash? Taking out the trash? That's a great idea. Why... I'll bet the trash hardly ever gets to go out. Think about it. Trash, this is Evergreen. Evergreen, this is the trash.
There's been more talk, sir, of this magical snowman.
But it's crazy talk. There's no such thing. Is there?
Of course not, sir. You know that, and I know that, but something has convinced our children otherwise. Now they're starting to question everything that Evergreen stands for.
Then we must act swiftly and without...
Swiftly and without mercy. I couldn't agree more. It's just that...
Please, speak frankly, Pankley.
Well, sir, we've known each other since we were children. And I've never had anything but respect for you, except maybe great respect. But these days, look at you, sir. You're a mess.
I am.
Your car's been vandalized. The grounds are unkempt. Your children won't listen to you. Do you really think you're still up to the job?
For the first time in a long time, Mr. Tinkerton wasn't sure he had the answer. And when you don't have the answers, well, that's when there's room for wonderful things to happen.
The little boy in the story is my dad.
How do I know you're not just spying on me?
Frosty! Frosty!
Charlie?
Walter, wait! This is important!
So is this. Frosty was my pal first. Hey, Frosty, wait for me.
He's been like this for more than an hour now. Nothing seems to snap him out of it. La 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 la. Nothing.
That usually cracks him up.
Pankley is a good man. He'll do wonders with Evergreen. I'm sure of it.
Mom, what's he talking about?
Oh, stomach cramp.
Wait up, Frosty.
My sea! It's ruined!
You think so?
That's Evergreen the way I see it. Or the way I'd wish it was.
Wow.
If wishing weren't against the rules.
This is beautiful, Sarah. And the best part is, the only thing you need to complete your vision is right here.
Oh, Frosty.
No, literally, it's right here in my chest cavity.
Oh.
And you keep your dreams right there too, Sarah. That's the safest place for them. Now, who wants to catch some snow?
Like a new day for the children of Evergreen. But the darkest hour often comes directly after having seen the light.
Oh, no!
Man, I hate frolicking. That snowman is back, and he's ruining everything! I gotta do something.
Got some new friends, do you? No time left for your old pal.
What's that?
Hard being the odd man out, isn't it? Maybe you'd have better luck finding Frosty if you waited till dark. You know, when he wasn't so busy.
You mean, you know about Frosty?
Sure, no biggie.
Well,
What about curfew?
You know, I think we can bend the rules just this once now. Hey, you know what? I'll even chaperone. Don't thank me now. What say we meet at the lake? 8:45 work for you?
My daughter didn't make her bed this morning.
My boys said the snowman made them shirk their chores and steal our garbage.
My daughter is refusing piano. She only wants to go ice skating with the snow fellow.
They're breaking rules.
Talking bad.
Acting silly.
Telling stories all about some snowman named Frosty.
Good people of Evergreen, on behalf of Mr. Tinkerton and myself, I assure you, magical snowmen do not exist. A child's imagination is a dangerous thing. Any future bouts of imaginitis will be dealt with swiftly and without mercy. As of tonight, I will be stepping in for Mr. Tinkerton in managing both the crisis situation and the town of Evergreen. And I assure you, you will never hear the words Frosty the Snowman again. Mr. Tinkerton, old friend, your clipboard, please.
Boy spent the rest of the winter looking for proof that Frosty the Snowman really did exist. But he never found any. I wish the rest of these pages weren't blank. Amazing! What the boy didn't know was that Frosty was looking for him too. But someone who was jealous of the boy had captured Frosty's hat and locked it away. Principal Pinkley! But the wind has a way of stirring things up. The boy was a man now. And if he did not find his way back to Frosty and restore his faith in magic, the others would turn his world into an ugly place. Wait a minute. Walter Waiter!
Lights out, Tommy. Your father still makes the rules in this house, and it's lights out.
Okay, Mom. Sorry. I can't let this happen.
This is fun, Walter, but it's getting kind of late, isn't it?
Just a little longer, please. I want you to teach me how to do a figure eight like Sarah.
Okay, I guess.
Frosty, no!
Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
Pleasure doing business with you, waiter.
You never said anything about Frosty being melted.
Do I look like a tissue?
No.
Then why are you crying all over me?
Look, you had your little one-on-one time with Frosty. Mano a snowmano. And if you play your cards right, I'll even allow you visitation. Power smile. Better get home to bed, Wally. You're in direct violation of Evergreen curfew.
Guess you got your big chance to suck up to Dad.
What's Dad supposed to mean?
Someone who knew how to destroy Frosty ratted him out. His magic powers are in his hat, just so you know.
You think I did this? No matter how many times you had the chance, you never hung out with him.
Because I was afraid.
Of Frosty?
No, I...
Principal Pankley. Oh, sorry. Mayor Pankley.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Mayor Principal Pankley will now take the stage. All rise.
Thank you, Ms. Sharpie. And thank you, children. Thank you, thank you. It is a new day. As some of you may know, Mr. Tinkerton has passed the clipboard to me. I am now your leader. Right. Over the past several weeks, some of you may have thought that you saw something or met...
Where's the hat? What? He's gone. And I know you had something to do with it, Walter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The age of Pankley is upon us. Children are to follow the rules. Parents are to ask no questions. And Evergreen shall do only what Pankley says. Pankley says stand up. Pankley says touch your heads. Pankley says hop on one foot. Now stop. Ha ha! Pankley didn't say to stop, did he? Let that be a lesson to you. Let that be a good lesson to you all. Now Pankley says go back to class.
Kids had been given their marching orders, and they marched. But there was one person who refused to accept things the way they were, and it was finally time for him to do something about it.
What is this?
It's our future. I found this comic book in a secret room under the library. It explains everything.
Is that Dad?
Yep.
And Principal Pankley?
If we don't get Frosty's hat back and snap Dad out of it, things are just gonna keep getting worse. You feel like saving the day?
Dad!
It's okay. He won't notice. Dad?
Indoor voice, son.
Dad.
Now I can't hear you.
Principal Pankley's not right about everything, Dad. He's not right about magic. He's not right about Frosty. And he's definitely not right about you, Dad.
Where the heck are those two going?
I'm sorry I thought it was you.
That's okay, Cyril.
I had no right to talk to you like that. You didn't do anything wrong.
And I didn't do anything right either. I didn't do anything. But that's all gonna change tonight. Are you in?
Frosty! Frosty, look out!
wasn't my fault. Pinkley tricked me. I should have known that if he was involved, there'd be trouble. I just wanted Frosty back.
That's what we all want, Walter.
What time is it?
Time to go get our snowman. We're breaking Frosty out, and we're gonna need backup.
We're in.
Before the clipboard, forget about it. I needed 10 hours, but now I get by on next to nothing.
Who's there?
He's back! Get him!
Property of Theodore Tinkerton. This is for you, Dad.
Shut off the alarm before the whole town is awake! There she is! Stop her!
Oh, ow! My leg!
Stop right there, young lady!
Pleasure doing business with you.
Ha ha ha! Yeah.
Back to bed, folks. Nothing to see here. In fact, it's all a dream.
Sarah's not in her room.
Walter, too. Both my boys are out there.
I assure you, ladies, we have everything under control. Now go back to bed.
Hank, can I do anything to help?
Yeah, in fact you can. Stay out of my way! I know what it looks like. I know what it looks like, people.
It looks like a snowman. A magical snowman.
Well, yeah, it looks like that. But Pankley says close your eyes. Close your eyes. Pankley says don't look at the snowman, or whatever that is, or isn't. It's not there.
Boys!
Dad, I want to introduce you to an old friend of yours. Frosty the Snowman.
Is that really you?
Man. You got old, huh?
I thought I'd made you up.
He's real, Dad. He was real all along. Here, Dad, I can't wear this anymore. I broke all the rules, and I didn't listen.
But you did listen. You listened to your heart.
You did it just right, son. Hey, my father's hat. What took you so long?
I had a little detour along the way.
Principal Pankley, I believe you have something that doesn't belong to you anymore.
A hat? Fine. You take it. I'm done with it. I'm not a hat guy.
No. The clipboard. Come on. Come on.
Did it? You are setting an example right now, sir. If you accept this nonsense as real, then children everywhere will...
Okay, that stings.
Walter, how could you? I taught you better than that.
So did I. You're supposed to throw overhand.
You think that's funny, don't you? You want a piece of me?
Oh, you don't want to start a snowball fight with a snowman, lady.
Hardy har har.
Mother, your hair is down.
Oh, I guess it is.
And it looks better that way, if you ask me.
Really? Well, perhaps it's time for a change then, Sarah.
Oh, say, Mrs. Simple, have you heard the forecast for tomorrow? Blizzard!
I'm coming to the rescue, Mother. Back up! I need backup!
Get him, boys! Yes!
It's hard to say exactly how it happened, but before long, all of Evergreen was involved in a snowballing, horse-playing lark of a good time. And on a school night, no less.
Boy had boys of his own now, and he knew that if he continued to deny magic its place in the world, well, then his son's world would be a place without magic. And that is not what the boy wanted. Not anymore.
Where's the penny? Where's the penny? There's the penny!
And as for Tommy Tinkerton, once he found the courage to take action, he went on to accomplish great, great things.
Hey.
And Tommy grew up to have everything he ever wanted. Take it from me because, well, I happen to know Tommy Tinkerton pretty darn well. Coming, Sarah. I'm coming.
Okay, y'all, that is my time. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and I hope that everything that you needed to get from this show, it gave what it needed to be gave. And basically, I just want to say thanks to all those who called in, who inboxed me on Instagram and Facebook. I also want to thank all of y'all. If you're listening to the playback, thanks. Y'all a real MVP. You got a real MVP. That's all I'm going to say. And also, before I get out of here, I just want to say I love each and every one of y'all. If you are estranged from your family or whatever the case may be, you know, just know that things do get better. Family doesn't mean anything if there's no loyalty or love behind it. And, you know, just because you was birthed into a family, adopted into a family, fostered into a family, or whatever the case may be, if they do you wrong, if they do you dirty, if they make you feel like you don't even belong, that is not your family. You can make one. with strangers, they probably treat you better than your family ever could. So just keep that in mind. You know, you don't have to swallow your pride. You don't have to sit up there and deal with anybody's bullshit just because they're quote-unquote blood related to you or whatever. Fuck all that. So, before I get out of here, I'm going to leave y'all with my thought of the night. And my thought of the night is this. When you start your day on a positive note, it sets the tone for what will you may embark upon. But if you start your day on a negative note, you cannot be surprised with the negative energy that you attract throughout your day. So throughout all things, no matter what, keep your positive vibrations high, your negative toxic energy at a low, and always remember to smile. With that being said, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before you lay. I love y'all, and good night.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, salutation should, as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you never more own Christmas and New Year. We'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Christmas once again.